Oh Lord, I thank you for Anne with a D. I thank you that you brought her here tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you have something very special for her. I see him walking with you along the beach, and I heard the word sea foam. And he says, it's time to do a little surfing. It's time to do a little bit of wading out there into the water. And he's going to take you into that place where the foam starts coming up. So it's not in that quiet place, but in that place where the foam is being stirred up. He said that's where he's going to meet with you. I see him, he's got something in his pocket, and he's bringing it out and he's giving it to you, and it's a little tiny box. And there are always good things in little tiny boxes. I'm not altogether sure what's in that box. But he's saying, he's asking you a question. Do you want it? How much do you want it? How much do you want what's in the box?
Oh.
How much do you want it enough to come out into the deep, says the Lord, into that foamy place, into that place where it's a little bit difficult and a little bit deep and a little bit scary? He said, because I have something very special for you, but you have got to come out into the deep to get it. He wants me to ask you if you're hungry. He says, how hungry are you? He said, because he wants you to push past all those things that would keep you back and like Pastor Patty said tonight, cut off those ties. In that place of covenant, there's things to be cut off. And I hear him saying, it's time to leave those things behind. Those things that have held you back and held you down before. It's time to come out into that quiet place on that beach, that sandy beach with him, and cut yourself off from the things back in the city, the things that have held you back and held you down before. Because he's going to take you to some new places, but you have to be prepared to go that step further. Says the Lord.